I do. I feel like these kids are inundated with so much information that they can't find themselves in all this information. And their lives are lived almost in relationship or trying to relate. They relate to somebody else who's having a bigger experience. Therefore, their experience isn't enough.
Yeah, it's diminished.
It's diminished.
But the reality of it is that's fake. The reality is that they took 25 of those pictures so they could show you one and make it look like, look at my wonderful life. But at the same time, once people stopped liking it, they're the lonely ones again. It's very secular.
I agree. And what it always comes back down to is it really doesn't matter what the rest of the world's doing. What matters is how is Bill doing in his life. So if I see pictures of guys like traveling the world and all that stuff, if my life is feeling lived and complete, that's beautiful. If my life's feeling incomplete and frustrated and anger filled or not, I don't feel whole, then that image is going to create even more of that unlived feeling. So it's really always comes back to if you're a grounded, mature, owning your life and feeling like you're evolving and growing and becoming who you're supposed to be, then people could be traveling the world doing the thing. You're happy for them because you're happy and you feel complete. And a lot of these kids these days don't feel happy and complete. Not that we all didn't have our own normal teenage angst and all that stuff, but it all comes back to self. If I can feel complete in my life, if I'm doing my life's work, if I'm singing my song, if I'm owning my life, I want everyone to do the same. But when I feel less than, I want everyone else to feel less than.
So back to this whole loneliness thing. I can't remember if we had talked about this or not before, but in 2017, the World Health Organization identified stress and loneliness as the biggest concern. That's an epidemic, more so than smoking and drinking and things of that nature. And then I think it was a month or two ago that suicides have overcome car accidents, which is a pretty amazing statistic. I forgot what the exact number, but just the fact that suicides, and again, you peel that back a little more, it's the suicides as a result of loneliness and stress. In 2017, the UK, they have now a minister of loneliness as a result of that.
So does Japan.
I didn't know that
Japan
either.
Japan has one as well. And this is really an epidemic. And we really have to be paying attention to this. These kids are really getting lost. They're very, very lonely. These tools they're using have no human compassion whatsoever. This is a generation of children with no empathy. Look what they do to each other on these social media websites. It's crazy.
So what do you recommend besides? I mean, I really like the idea of putting the cell phones in the middle of the table for dinner. But what are
my daughters are listening. I love that, ladies.
What are other things? What do you recommend? I mean, there's some pros, obviously, to some of the technological advances, the way that we live, things of that nature. But it is really removing a lot of the human element, that relationship, pulling us farther away. Any other suggestions, ideas surrounding that? No pressure.
For me, it's about, what can I do to create positive change? I can talk about it. I can bellyhoo. I can complain and I can argue with my kids about cell phone use, or I can own my life and do something productive. How do I do? I start with understanding how it's making me feel and sharing how it's making me feel and trying to create a space for teens or anybody where they can understand of what is driving their behavior. Why are they on their phones? So I think all we can do is try to create. I ran a juvenile justice program for about 3 years. And what we were trying to do is create a space where it's safe, where kids could come in, they could be who they are. We create boundaries. We get them to do some work, eat healthy. We're trying to create a space where they could become whatever it is they're trying to become. That's my job as a parent. And so it comes back to, am I feeling whole? Am I feeling complete? Well, if there's slivers of me that don't feel complete, then I can't do a super good job of trying to help other people be complete. But I think as adults, as 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, whatever our age is helping these kids just to understand and get them to communicate. I think what you're doing at the dinner table is powerful. Get them to communicate and get them to talk about who they are.
Any good questions that you can kind of, like some lob questions that you can get the ball rolling with people?
It's funny, when I ask sometimes my daughter's questions, they're like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, how do you feel? I'm fine. Right? It's a classic kind of teenage, they don't really want to share.
And I guess each age is going to be a little different, but I don't know.
So I've got in mind kind of a late teen male or female in my head right now. And more like, I start with, what'd you do today? It sounds really pedantic and silly to ask. It's kind of a basic question. And it gets into what I'm trying to get at is how they felt today. But let's talk about the activity. Oh, I did this. I did this. I went for a run. Oh, good. Oh, when you went for a run, how'd you feel? Oh, I felt really good. I felt creative when I came back and I did some stuff and I started writing and drawing. Oh, good. How'd that make you feel? Ultimately, if kids know it's safe, like I said before, if it's safe to feel and to share how they feel, then you're on to something. I had a powerful weekend. I drove my daughter back to Colorado for school, 16 hours in the car, 18 hours in the car. And we just had some great conversations that we hadn't had. After a while, you just start talking. You're looking at the road and you're talking and you're sharing parts of yourself that you haven't shared before. Breakthrough in the relationship. Having breakthroughs in the relationship is just two people getting a chance to share their vulnerability, share their humanity.